T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Welcome to 9 o'clock Wednesday morning. You all survived the earthquake together. So good. We can join forces now on the radio. I'm Klein. There's Allie.
Hello.
Jake the Nerd.
What's up, Doc?
DJ Omar, Double Dong Khan.
Hey.
We got Postmaster Johnny taking them calls, and they are coming through now because caller 20 is what you would like to be.
Wow.
800-520-1067 and learn this phrase.
Goedemiddag. Mijn naam is Nes.
You say that right when you land in Amsterdam to see Coldplay. That is stop number 2, K-Rock World Tour 2023. We want to get you on the standby boarding list right now, caller 20, and we will give you tickets to see Coldplay at the Rose Bowl. I just put up a nice little video. You can see it at K-Rock Socials. It was Coldplay at the Rose Bowl announcing this new tour, and it was a nice little message to the city of Los Angeles. So see Chris and his friends there, and you can experience all of that in person if you are caller 20 right now. Interactive show, 800-520-1067.
562 and many others are a huge fan of the guy that we called at the bar in Amsterdam, and they really want us to somehow send Coldplay tickets to him so that they can sit next to him.
We don't have that kind of glory. Unfortunately, we wish we had that power. We got one person, and it could be you right now at 800-520-1067. Pick up caller 20, get you your munchie minute, and everything else we have planned this hour. Coming up after Pepper's K-Rock. Exhilarating moment alert. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. Let's go ahead and grab caller 20 right now. Give you the good news. That brings us all the way to Whittier.
Oh, my God. Is that me?
That's you.
Oh, my God. Who am I going to choose for my family to take with me now?
Your choice. Congratulations. Here's what you've gotten. You got yourself some tickets to see Coldplay right here at Rose Bowl Pasadena. And what's your name?
Veronica,
we're going to write your name down on the standby boarding list, and potentially you'll get a chance to see them again in Amsterdam. I'm going to give that trip away. And what is the phrase you must remember when you go to Amsterdam?
Oh, my gosh.
You're close.
That was very similar, yeah. So be ready. Hold on 1 second. Thank you for waking up with us, starting your day here at K-Rock, and hopefully you win that trip, all right?
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I love that.
I love that.
I miss Alma.
Woohoo.
Yeah, that were opposite ends of the reaction spectrum right there. I mean, yeah. We got all over
but
the place.
But they were both kind of equally excited inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Some people can't express it the way others can.
I don't think Alma was as excited. It's funny, Omar, that you remember her name, too. I obviously remember
her. I loved her. I was like, are you kidding me?
The woohoo was the best.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
That's it. Pure excitement.
And
right
then it
there.
Was like, I'm at work, sorry. Klein, would you consider yourself good at recognizing a person that you haven't seen in a while?
No. Like,
okay, because I don't either. I've never been good at that. People that I've met several times on multiple occasions, even people that you and I know that are part of bands that we've interviewed before, I can't recognize. I couldn't pick them out of a lineup. I couldn't even tell you if I've talked to them before.
I occasionally will do that move where I see a face and I say, I know that person from somewhere. And then I don't remember if I know them because I they're in my personal life.
Or you saw them on TV.
Right. Like one time, because my wife has that Real Housewives crap on all in the background all the time, I was in line behind someone at a store, and I'm like, I know this woman, but I don't know where I know this woman from.
And you don't even know how to look that up.
Yeah, because there's
like,
not
where
a,
do you start?
That's where like we need that imprint in our brain. That's the real reason I want to get that brain implant thing that they're
doing. So that it can just be like do right. here, and then it'll pull up the history.
Yeah, or,
if you know this person,
or it looks like these five people, and then you know. And I was thinking to myself, I was convinced that she was a friend of my wife somewhere, and I was just like, and I just kind of was like, we had a moment where we connected. And I'm like, hey, I'm like Danielle's husband, and she's like, excuse me, I'm like Danielle's husband.
I don't have a name.
That's a better name for me. Yeah.
And she's like, what does that mean? Yeah, what is, she was clearly confused. And then I realized, lo and behold, later, she was like someone from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
See, but like, if I had been her, I would have been like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. I know this person and yeah, I'm just
I don't have that kind of face. No one, my face is not like I want to remember that face.
Well, and also I'm not very good at the fake, like, oh my God, yeah, that's right. No, yeah, I remember. And they're like, no, you don't remember.
I'm the worst.
Well, apparently, and there are only 2 to 3% of the population is like this, but they have people who are called super recognizers who have no problem recognizing people that even they could be like a stranger that they saw at a Walmart like 3 years ago. And then they'll, if they see that person again, remember, oh, that's a person that I saw shopping in aisle 17 at a Walmart.
That's a superpower.
They'll be able to look at a picture of somebody that they knew in like grade school. And then they'll run into them like at the airport 20 years later and be like, oh my God, Jason, we went to elementary school together.
That part is always, I've witnessed that happen with people, and it's always interesting how much one person has no idea. Like one person
and,
is
to the
like,
point where you're like, why do you remember
right.
me?
Right. Yes. That's
creepy.
You're telling me 3% of the population is
2 to 3% is a super recognizer.
Hmm. I think everybody knows, I feel like, somebody that's in the category of super recognizer. I am the opposite. I'm a super forgetful or whatever that would be.
Yeah, I'm the opposite of it, too. But my mom isn't super good at remembering people from, like, our lives, but she can pick out a celebrity in a crowd. Like,
that's a skill.
She should live in Southern California. She doesn't, but anytime she's visited, it'll be, like, across the airport, in the corner, near the, and they're, like, wearing a hat and sunglasses, and she's like, that's David Schwimmer.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right,
what?
Right.
And he's not even, like, on a show now.
Right, that's impressive. That's a skill. There are people that, I know people that have that skill, that are able to.
They're able to spot.
Yeah,
or if somebody in their car driving next to you. I'm like, I don't even look at people when I'm driving home.
I could meet somebody.
I look at my phone like a normal person.
I've met somebody up here on the second floor, and then we've gone downstairs 25 minutes later, and I've seen them on the first floor, and I will be like, hi, nice to meet you. Like, we met upstairs.
If somebody changes their clothes, it's like they're a new person to me.
Oh, my. And like, if we go. Away for, God forbid, like Christmas break comes, 1 week goes, like that person is like
they've
reborn.
Left my memory completely.
Yeah, I assume that's how most people are. I just thought that was part of the whole, like, we're all getting dumber and more forgetful. But then this concept that there are these people that have that ability, which I think is really it's nice to know that they were born with it. Like, they didn't earn it. They didn't learn it.
This is just a quality that they have. And I will crap on myself for it, too, like, because I normally have a really bad memory. And I'm like, God, it's so, you know, you don't need to shame yourself because you're just not a super recognizer.
Omar, has anyone approached you that has been years, right? Like, they'll go up to you, you're somewhere, and they're like, dude, we met at so-and-so's party or what, and you have just no idea who they are?
Yeah, that's happened to me for sure, but it was so embarrassing. This past Saturday, we had Little League tryouts for my daughter's softball team, and some mom, he's like, hey, how are you? And I was just like, oh, hey. I had no idea who this lady was.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you excited for the season? Me too. I had no clue, and I just had to move on.
It's also weird when you're absolutely right, when the excitement level is so different. Like, you talk about an Alma, woohoo, versus the woman who just won.
Right.
Totally different. When you reconnect with someone you have, because I think some people get so caught up with the concept of, like, I haven't seen this person in 10 years. That's such a big thing. But then they realize maybe after the excitement was there, we weren't really that close anyway.
Right. So why are you so excited about this?
Yeah, it is. It is a strange. I'll tell you something. This is a very strange super. One of those. What's it called? Super. What is the thing called?
Recognizer?
Super
recognizer. Jesus Christ! I can't even do it with words.
Smart man.
I've moved. You know,
super
like,
smart. X-ray vision.
I've moved 4 times in the last, you know, whatever it is, 3 years or whatever. The mailman I have now was the same mailman I had 3 mailmen ago in a completely different neighborhood.
What? Now, how would you?
I didn't know that. He came up to me and said,
he did?
Yeah, he goes, hey, how you been? I moved. They moved me to this neighborhood now. And I go, and I you know, I just think he's making regular mailman chats. I'm like, Aaron, oh, good stuff.
Just give me my Valpak savings.
And,
shut up.
And he starts going like, I used to bring your mail 4 years ago.
I'm whoa. Like,
whoa.
This guy. That's a super recognizer right there.
He's super recognizer. What about, wasting his time with the Bed Bath & Beyond coupons.
You there are somebody so in this building who walked up to me and is like, what's up? It's Jeremy from the emails. I'm like, from the emails?
Forget that.
I've never met you before. That's how insane. Am I supposed to know that you're Jeremy from the emails?
From, that's it. From now on, that's how we're introducing ourselves.
There you go.
We're the show from the emails.
From the emails.
That one. Hey, we come back in a moment with a look at what's been going on in the world of food. Your Munchie Minute is on deck, and filling in for our good buddy Chip is the Potsticker Paradise guy. You loved him when you met him during the Dank Tank. He will be on to decide which one of us brings the greatest Munchie to the table in this exciting edition. What is it called again?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, remember that great band, Panic at the Disco? Yeah, they announced me yesterday, I hate to be the bearer of bad news if you haven't heard it yet, that they will be calling it quits. They didn't say they're taking a break. They said they are done. And Brendan Urie will be moving on to the next chapter of his life, which will include being a dad. That is details, information, etc. at krock.com. On that announcement, they'll continue to play the rest of their shows in Europe, and then that is it for them. But I look forward to hopefully being on these airwaves many years from now and announcing the fact that Panic at the Disco will be doing an exciting reunion tour.
I would hope so.
So yeah. Let's go ahead and cross our fingers for that
they
one.
They deserve it.
Right now, we are going to bring you into the most important food conversation that takes place, the most important category of all food, way better than the entree, way better than whatever's going on in the world of plant-based eating. We're talking about the Munchie. It's time for your Munchie Minute. Here we go.
Munchie!
Nom, 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 nom.
Minute!
And joining us as a special guest commentator in the Munchie Minute, you met him for the very first time during the Dank Tank. When he pitched us the idea for Potsticker Paradise, he won the Dank Tank, and as a result got to go to a Jack White show where he claims he had the best night of his life. Please say hi to Mr. Potsticker Paradise back on K-Rock. Hello, how goes it?
Hey, Klein, Ellie.
Yeah, great.
Nice to see. He's exactly how he was last time we chatted.
Any,
what's his name?
Potsticker guy.
Potsticker guy.
Potsticker guy. Okay, yeah. That's what we're calling him.
Oh, yeah, I never learned his actual name.
Okay.
What is right.
I don't want to know his name.
You don't want to
okay.
know? Okay. Potsticker right. guy, you had a good time at the Jack White show?
Oh, it was absolutely perfect, man.
Okay, cool.
He's the one who like met everybody at the show.
Oh, yeah, Lars.
And then met
Lars
and
right.
everybody.
Didn't you take a ukulele and Jack signed it or something? Or?
Oh, yeah, we gave it to him.
No and way. Was he grateful?
Yeah, oh my God, he was like he just walked up and he was like, you're giving me this? And I was like, yeah, man.
All right.
Good story. That is beautiful. Story. Any developments so far in the Potsticker Paradise idea? Has that moved forward?
Anyone invested money in this great idea?
I probably made the most disgusting concoction last night with it.
Oh, you're sampling different flavored Potstickers right now?
Yeah, man.
Okay. All right. Well, when it's a little bit more along, let us know. We can do a little taste here. Munchie Minute, we each bring what we believe to be the greatest advancement in the category of munchies this week. You will have to pick which one is your favorite. You sound like a guy that greatly appreciates the art of the munchie.
How high is Potsticker Guy right now?
I think we all know.
I don't know.
Pretty high.
It's
good enough. He's ready to give us a number. All right, let's kick it off, Allie. Hit the Munchie Minute. Here we go.
Nom, 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 nom.
Jake the Nerd, why don't you kick things off today and go ahead and try to wow Potsticker Guy.
All right, Potsticker Guy, what is the best cereal of all time? Correct. You are correct. It's Fruity Pebbles. Fruity Pebbles is collaborating with the King of Pudding Snack Pack. For Fruity Pebbles flavor snack packs available February 1st exclusively at Sam's Club.
Oh. Man, King of Pudding is usually not a positive nickname.
King of Pudding.
Yeah, but it's Fruity Pudding, though.
Yeah.
You gotta be down with that.
Yeah. I am, you know I am.
That's interesting. So that's it's Fruity Pebble Snack Packs. Is that what you're saying?
That's awesome.
All right, process that for a moment there, Potsticker Guy. We go to Allie's pick for the Munchie Minute this week. What do you got?
Well, I do love a good soup. You know this, Klein. Hot weather or cold, I will always eat soup.
Soup's not a munchie.
I am bringing a soup specifically because it is the new Ghost Pepper Chicken Noodle Soup coming from Campbell's. And this is another thing that they're flaming.
You ain't got to flame everything.
And it is available January 27th, and they're only releasing a limited edition.
You're bringing
500
canned
soups?
What are you, a hobo?
It is measured by the Scoville Heat Unit Scale. It is 13 times spicier than their chunky spicy chicken noodle soup while maintaining the true savory flavor of chicken and vegetables people know and respect. You have to sign a waiver to get the soup if you go to chunkyspicywaiver.com.
I thought that's your website.
You ain't got to flame everything.
That's what this guy's talking about. You don't got to flame everything. There's a Potsticker Guy.
Yeah, but come on, man. You would appreciate a good spicy food, don't you, Potsticker Guy?
Oh, I gotta say, I would love a spicy soup right now.
There you go.
All right, moving on. Omar, what do you bring to the Munchie Minute this week?
All right, this is sort of a munchie. It's in the munchie realm. We never really pay attention about setting the scene or, setting the stage for when you smoke the weed, when you're having snacks. But what if I can tell you that you can have your house smell like KFC chicken 24/7. KFC has just launched an incense line. It's only available in Thailand for now, but you can get incense sticks.
So much further than Sam's Club.
Right? Yeah. But I think you could hop on the website and kind of like win it. They're not available for purchase yet, but these are incense sticks. They're shaped like the chicken. You could light them and you can have your house smell like KFC.
Oh, it's shaped like a chicken drumstick?
That's what it says here.
You could also have your house smell like KFC if you
actually brought home KFC.
And it, like that is a good point, Klein. Yeah. That is a good point.
To each their own.
Yeah, I mean, that's
could get it down the street, right, or you can get it from a sweepstakes from Thailand. Okay?
Yeah.
You choose.
Hold on.
You do you.
You walk in your front door, you go, wow, my house smells like KFC. Where is it? And someone goes, there's a burning stick of incense. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You can't eat it. You can smell it.
Yep. All right.
Maybe you're on a diet.
Exactly. You don't want the calories.
Yeah, I feel like you could eat it. Like, I feel like Potsticker Guy, if he smells good incense, he's eating it.
Yeah, there you go.
Munchie. All right. Well, that was stupid. I bring to you, Potsticker Guy, what I believe to be the greatest munchie that was ever invented. And, of course, it comes from our friends at Oreo. How can Oreo outdo Oreo? Maybe the greatest cookie ever. No offense, Girl Scouts.
Spicy Oreos?
No. They have just released a limited edition Oreo that is called the most Oreo ever. If you thought Double Stuff had a lot of Oreo stuffing in it, well, you haven't met anything until you get the most Oreo ever, because it has more stuffing and they have ground up pieces of Oreo cookie to put inside of the filling. So it is Oreo inside of Oreo, and it is limited edition. You can get it at a website, I believe, not in Thailand, here in this country, believe it or not. And pre-sale starts today at Oreo.com. You got to order pre-sale. It's going to sell out. Limited time only. Today, I believe today is the day you can start getting it at Oreo.com.
You're saying
the most Oreo cookie ever.
That they ran out of flavor, so much so that they've gone back onto their own flavor?
Their own flavor. But it's not that they've run out of it. It's that they've decided it.
Like they've run out of new flavors,
right,
so they're going back to Oreo.
After trying all those
Oreo.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's incestuous,
it's like
a little.
It's like turduckening itself.
Yeah, it's great. You got to look at it, too. It's I'm going to be ordering this, and I'm going to try it, and I can't wait to eat it. So the most Oreo ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, you've Potsticker Guy, you've heard all of us give you what we believe to be the greatest munchie this week. You can only pick one. Which one do you go with? You're the only vote that matters. Everyone is going to count on you.
You know he's going to vote for the incense for sure.
I do have to say, I disagree. I think soup can be a munchie. I mean, look at tortilla soup.
There you go. Thank you, Potsticker Guy. Voice of reason here.
But I love Oreos. I gotta go with Oreos.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Potsticker Guy, Oreo Paradise. Great idea.
Yes.
I think Jake got eliminated because he already forgot his idea because he gave it 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but, I was so, first.
thank you, Potsticker Paradise. Thank you for joining us for the Munchie Minute. Greatly appreciate you. So there you go. Winner this week. Check it out. We'll post them all at Klein Alley Show on the socials. Be back in a moment. Wrap the show and get into some other things. And Potsticker Paradise. Oh, Jesus, that's a mouthful.
Love
Any
it.
Parting words you have for the people?
I love you all.
Beautiful. Cannons on K-Rock. It's Klein Alley Show. About to get the hell out of here.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sweet dibs. I just had an idea. So what if instead of playing cannons like 3 or 4 times an hour, anytime cannons is supposed to play, you replace it with Jessica Biel? Because honestly, if I hear cannons one more time, I'm gonna lose it. I'm going to lose it. I'd rather get Bush to play Jessica Biel instead. Please. Please, guys. I beg you.
Why play it instead when we could do both?
Please.
A Jessica Biel. Huh? A Jessica Biel. If her mail don't reach her, then nobody will. So if you know her, have her call us, but not Jake Dill. A Jessica Biel.
Yeah. We had a listener that reached out to us, and I think they claimed that they saw Justin Timberlake at a Laker game recently and yelled to him, K-Rock has your wife's mail.
Really?
So that's the closest we've come to getting this piece of mail.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, I'm actually
Jessica
really impressed
Biel,
by that.
To which he looked up and gave this person a thumbs down, whatever that means. So there you have it. That's the closest we've come. Still have a piece of mail that was addressed to Jessica Biel. If you can find it, we'd love to get it to her, or else we're going to have to open it, and that is illegal. All right, let's get out of here today with some takeaways, and then Nicole Alvarez will be by. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, more chances for you to get on the standby boarding list to see Coldplay in Amsterdam. Joni, welcome to K-Rock Takeaway. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, guys. My takeaway is that Klein has a low so-ho.
Dang it. My wife is a low so-ho. That's a good takeaway. Yeah, that's
good.
Right. Ramir, takeaway today's show. What do you got?
Hey, C Dibs, guys. My takeaway is Allie is the most whipped because Allie's wife is cheating on her.
Oh, my God.
Great takeaway.
We're getting a live call
Beautiful.
Right now.
Love that. Save those
Thank
calls.
You. I'm not the most whipped, though. Klein took his own shirt off and gave it to his wife during a movie.
Fashion icon.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
818 on the text line. My takeaway is Jesus Christ is a bad word.
Yeah, according to my kid, it sure
213,
is.
My takeaway is Kurtemezimini Burganiburn de Koons.
Mm-hmm. That's how you say hello in Dutch.
Let's see. 2310, my takeaway is Klein has earthquake envy.
Oh, man. I'm so jealous I didn't get to feel that thing.
And 714,
right
the
doing
best.
Nothing.
Yeah, the best therapists make their wives crawl on the floor with food in their hands.
Your takeaway from today's show, beer mug.
That was going to be mine. You don't know what a real earthquake is, Klein.
I don't know. Never felt one.
Because you were in Northridge in 90, whatever.
94. You remember that, man?
Yeah, no.
Crazy time,
no,
man.
I was on the East Coast.
A lot of stuff happening. A lot of shaking.
Me and Beer Mug are recovering.
Jake the Nerd, you got a takeaway today's show?
Oh, yeah. Omar refers to his wife as his property.
Property. It's good takeaway.
True that.
Yeah,
true
that. True that. Omar, you got a takeaway today's show?
My takeaway, and I can't believe we're not talking about this more, is that you admitted to being into S&M.
Wait, did I miss that?
When did I say
that? Here we go.
Honestly, I've never even done this before. You guys, grab a paddle. Let's go to town.
Oh, nice.
Talking about pickleball, you
I'll
son of a bitch.
I'll have to put another gay show highlights
together. More like
together. Dickleball. All right. Don't say any of those things. All right, Allie, got anything to wrap that up with or no?
Mine is that Sunset Boulevard is for tourist prostitutes.
That's what it is. If you're a tourist prostitute, you're getting a right to Sunset. Have a great rest of your day. We will see you tomorrow. Nicole Alvarez coming in here in just a moment. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.